saying, take a look at my gal's photograph. Then the sailors gathered round him just to look upon her face. And he said, I love my Filipino baby. She's my Filipino baby. She's my treasure and my pet. Her teeth are bright and pearly, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know. She's my darling little Filipino baby. Cottage in the far off Philippines dwells a pretty little maiden all alone. And she's thinking of her true love, though he's far across the sea. And her heart beats true for him and him alone. Then one day he whispered, darling, I've come back from Caroline. I've come back to claim the only girl I love. That night there was a wedding while the sailors gathered round, and he wed his little Filipino baby. She's my Filipino baby, she's my treasure and my pet. Her teeth are bright and pearly, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know. She's my darling little Filipino baby.
I had a seizure today because I wasn't taking my medication. I fell over and hit my head. I went to see the doctor and I've got to go back and see him. But despite all that, I'm still here. I'm here. It's CITR. Thank you. Thank you. 101.9 FM. This is Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. I'm the host, Quentin, and I've got my sidekick, Barry, with me.
Hello.
And of course, Dan is still here with his beaming smile. Keeping us all amused. He's still, you're still feeling good from that Lost Lobos gig. He's actually glowing. He's smiling from ear to ear. This is the British Music Show and we'll be on for 1 hour. Me and Baz. Did you say anything, Barry?
It's only 56 minutes left.
Oh, God. Let's get going. I've got two big records lined up to play right now. This one that I'm going to let you listen to is a new single by Square Pusher.
Square Pusher.
And then I'm going to play an older 12-inch by the Altered Images from 1981. Thank you.
This is going nowhere. Stop.
faster. Wherefore dost thou to my window come?
Off come to repair the harpsichord.
Well, thou had best come in then.
All right. Just through here, is it?
It's fixed now.
Right. Well, I'll be off then.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. See ya.
All right.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
I saw you. I see you smiling now.
Well, yeah.
His Dan's smile has been infectious.
I was thinking to myself, what a lovely way to spend an afternoon, you know, sitting in the studio listening to this incredible stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, Squatter. I'll take the kudos for that, whether it was directed at me or not. That was, Bill Bailey. Have you heard of him?
No.
He's an English stand-up comedian. Actually, our friend Dave told me about that. Not English Dave.
Is that because...
The other one. Dave Malicki.
Did someone come and fix his harpsichord?
No, I think it's, he's an Anglophile. This English comedian.
You mean Dave that's supposed to be sitting in this chair and
Dave,
who's now in Guayana?
That's who told me about Bill Bailey. He cut this album.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be medieval porn music.
Medieval.
That's what the track's called.
That's exactly what I was thinking it was. I was listening to it and I was thinking, what is this? Medieval porn, that's exactly what it is.
This guy, he's an actor as well. Yeah, I looked into him and it turned out I really thought he was quite funny, but he was in, you remember Hot Fuzz?
No. How would I know? What is that?
I don't know. It was a popular
British
movie that kind of cracked North America about 3 or 4 years ago.
I have a vague memory, but not much. Oh, here you go.
Was that the zombie one? I can't remember what it was about. It was a cop thing.
No idea.
Who knows? Like, these English films say it's like in one eye, out the other.
Bill Bailey, I mean, all that makes me think of is that old song, That's about it.
His real name is something else.
Oh, is it?
Mark Bailey. What's the point even changing your name from Mark to Bill? Before that, it was Altered Images. A track that came at the end of their career, but that's on their final album called Bite.
That was very sweet.
You liked that?
Yeah.
You liked her.
Well, actually, it was derivative. I'll criticize it in that way. But otherwise, it was a sweet little band.
You're a sci-fi guy, aren't you?
I have been known to tell.
Have you ever watched Red Dwarf?
I don't like Red Dwarf.
Oh, you don't?
It bores me. Yeah, I find it boring.
Is it because the science doesn't
annoying
make sense?
About it. No, yeah, well, that for sure. Plus, the characters are just basically annoying. I don't know.
Okay. The lead singer of Altered Images is one of the recurring characters on that program. But since editing,
now
so
it
well,
all comes together.
I'm glad I brought it up though, because it's for radio, it's good to become engaged. And for the first time, I saw the fire in your eyes when I mentioned Red Dwarf. You
That's
got it,
right.
man.
Yeah.
It's let's see what time is it. It's 17 minutes after 5, and this is Chips with Everything. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And it's raining in Vancouver, but it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow.
Is it?
Yes.
What else? You're one of these guys that follows the weather, aren't
All
you?
All week long. We're going to have a fantastic September week. It's going to be just beautiful.
Would you stake your reputation as a scientist on that?
Everything. I'll stake everything on it.
Okay. I'm going to podcast this so that everyone knows.
Beautiful week.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to Chips with Everything.
Yeah.
We were just reflecting on the way that classical music has had such an effect on the popular musical sphere.
That's right. Like what? Like Pachel Bell's canon?
Yeah.
Or is it Pachel Bell?
Yeah, there is a bit in that. We were in that Super Furry Animals song.
The Circle of Fifths.
That is basically Taco Bell's canon. It's true.
And now we've got the William Tell Overture, right? Or what's...
That was... Okay, let's rewind. Let's get sensible. Yeah, that was... Okay. That song is actually billed on the record here as 20,000 Rizzillos Under the Sea by the Rizzillos. This is the B-side of a single called Top of the Pops.
What's in the background right now?
You loving it?
Well... Just straight ahead blues, but what is it?
This is George Harrison from...
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah. Have you never listened to this before?
From where? Where is it from?
This is the third disc of All Things Must Pass, which has got all these blues jams on it.
Okay, I've never heard about that.
Here, light this. Take a sip of this. Let's sit back and rock out. This was the hardest thing out there at one point. Everyone was like, wow.
What?
This was the hardest thing out there. This was the heaviest music.
Oh,
no.
I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say it. It's just like the Blues Brothers. Not the Blues Brothers.
What was Eric Clapton's? The Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like the Allman Brothers Plus.
I think Eric Clapton's on this track. That's what's going on here. It's all that little group of...
There's that weird echoey thing in the background. What's that?
I think it's just because it's all recorded live in a millionaire's garage.
When the sun shines, it's quite a nice day. Spare the rod and boil the child and hang on every word he'd say. rejected my soul. He knows my kind. He won't be dragged down. He's seen my face around. He knows heaven doesn't seem to be my home. So I must find somewhere else to go. I must find somewhere else to go. As low as he goes, he never quite goes this low. He's seen my face around. He knows heaven doesn't seem to be my home. So I must find somewhere else to go. I must find somewhere else to go.
She said, oh, 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 oh. Her mouth is dry, but say what I think she did? Does she say she's a cockable kid? How are we to believe a word she said?
Yeah, that's the Cock and Bull Kid. Is that? That's the name of that artist.
Is that the band?
Yeah, yeah.
And you say that's one of the big pop bands in England right now?
She's not. I don't think she's huge.
Oh, she's not.
No, I don't think she's huge. I think she's.
Because that's what I was wondering.
Hopeful.
What are the kids in England listening to today?
On
Radio 1.
Is it really bad stuff? The Radio 1, yeah, Radio 1's pretty dodgy.
Yeah?
You didn't know that?
I have no idea.
It's actually not that much. Firstly, it's mostly what is in the top, the Hot 100 Billboard and chart or whatever in the States.
I guess
Canada.
You wouldn't know what that song made in the charts. Do you know?
That, by Cock and Bull Kid? Wasn't just released as a single.
But the one before that, you were saying it made 39 in the charts?
Okay, before that, Morrissey?
Yeah.
Okay, that was when we were taking a trip back to the turn of the century.
Right. Oh, the turn of the century, that's right.
That Morrissey song, that was from 1997, and that got to number 39 in the charts, and that was, but that, those were in the days when getting to the charts meant selling a bunch of records.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean the same thing anymore.
Because okay.
They've changed the system of calculating. Nobody buys records or singles anyway.
How do they figure it out then? So, number of downloads on iTunes?
Yeah, that's part of it. Uh-huh. And radio plays and,
But way back then at the turn of the century, it was a whole different world.
At the turn of the century, it was a different thing. It was a whole different world. You probably don't remember.
No.
You're way too young, my friend. But it was pretty tough out there for the Morrisseys of the world. You didn't like that Morrissey song, eh? Tell it.
What?
You weren't keen on the Morrissey, which is
no.
Which
I've
is,
never liked Morrissey. I find it totally boring.
Yeah.
Nothing original there.
That was from his album Maladjusted. Satan rejected my soul. Listen, I mean, don't you? Isn't
even
that just
that,
arrogance?
Even that. Just saying, Satan rejected my
Satan's
soul.
Even paying
that
attention
is so
to
boring.
That boring.
Like. How many times has someone said, Satan rejected my soul? That must have been the 10 billionth and 569 millionth time. Honestly.
Listen, dude, it's in the Bible, the best-selling book ever. He's just stolen one of the plots from the best-known story ever.
Well, that's what I mean. He's just, it's all derivative.
But how about the earlier song, Sack Trick? The music from the Mystery Rabbits? That was the, you remember that one?
Yeah.
The cello bit, the rocking bit, the very precise.
Very clever.
Metal, yeah? Clever. Clever. Okay.
Clever.
That was also from the turn of the century. That was from 1999. An album called Music from the Mystery Rabbits.
Did you say they're from Wales?
Sack Trick. No, they're an English band. They're from near London or something. These guys are all session musicians for when the lead singer of Iron Maiden a band like Iron Maiden take a couple of years off to pursue their solo projects.
I see.
The guys in Sack Trick are the sort of people that get recruited for those kind of albums.
Yes.
If you take a look at the Wikipedia page for Sack Trick, which I can see your thumb is already hovering over your iPhone right now, you will see an impressive list of songs that are heavy metal people that they've played with, including Bruce Dickinson. Was that a nightingale?
That's all I have to say.
Do we have a nightingale
that?
In the studio? In 11 minutes time, I'm hoping that you're going to be listening to a little radio program by the name of Queer FM.
Yeah.
Starring
Mr. Vancouver.
I can't remember if it was Mr. Vancouver Gay. No, but it's not. It's Mr. Gay Vancouver.
Mr. Gay Vancouver. Yeah. Can't remember his name.
And that's going to be 6 to 8 on CITR 101.9. You're listening to Chips with Everything, the British music show. Oh, he is. He's going to give us a spanking because we forgot his name. Come on in, dude. Here. What's on your show today?
What's on our show? Well, we have Lisa Martinelli from A Loving Spoonful. We have This Way Out. We have some music coverage from the Odyssey's nightclub's final night. And Don't Ask, Don't Tell. A lot of stuff going on with that.
And so basically a jam-packed show.
Pretty much. We're also going to spin a little bit of the Odyssey's music for an hour after our show. So you get 3 hours of Queer FM.
Oh, so... You're going all the way through to 9 o'clock. And then Maxwell at 9.
And the fabulous Maxwell.
Okay, great. Well, you know, please introduce yourself properly.
My name's Aidan Sane. I'm the host of Queer FM and Mr. Gay Vancouver 30.
Excellent. That's at 6 o'clock.
Right on, guys. Great show.
Okay, cheers. Right, until then, Chips with Everything, the British pop music show.
What you gonna do when there ain't no swing? How you gonna dance? How you gonna sing? Well, I'm telling you, you're gonna be blue when there ain't no swing. What you gonna do when you're feeling high? Your favorite band plays a lullaby. I'm telling you, you're gonna be blue when there ain't no swing. Come on and dance. Get with them. My rhythm is hot, hot, hot as can be. Come on and dance. Start swinging and singing. There's blues and there's melody. What you gonna do when the night is young? You wanna swing, but you can't get swung. Well, you're gonna be blue when there ain't no swing.
away.
Come on, boy, let's swing it.
Human history represents such a radical break with the natural systems of biological organization that preceded it, that it must be the response to a kind of attractor or dwell point that lies ahead in the temporal dimension. Persistently, Western religions have integrated into their theologies the notion of a kind of end of the world. And I think that a lot of psychedelic experimentation sort of confirms this intuition. I mean, it isn't going to happen according to any of the scenarios of Orthodox religion, but the basic intuition that the universe seeks closure in a kind of omega point of transcendence is confirmed. It's almost as though this object in hyperspace, glittering in hyperspace, throws off reflections of itself, which actually ricochet into the past, illuminating this mystic, inspiring that saint or visionary, and that out of these fragmentary glimpses of eternity, we can build a kind of map of not only the past of the universe and the evolutionary progression into novelty, but a kind of map of the future. This is what shamanism has always been about. A shaman is someone who has been to the end. It's someone who knows how the world really works. And knowing how the world really works means to have risen outside, above, beyond the dimensions of ordinary space time.
I should probably feed this down. Yeah, we're coming up to the end of the show.
Yeah, I think I've had enough of whatever that was.
That's it. Well, you went to Reed College.
Yes.
Reed College, the liberal arts college down in Portland, right? So was Terence McKenna not,
no.
You know, famous?
Well, probably, but that was after my time, believe it or not.
Okay, but you know about, you know who he is.
Yes,
he did this. He did this album with the Shaman, which is a British dance band.
He did?
Yeah, where they did all this trippy music, and he, I don't know, I guess they used recordings of him rambling.
You're supposed to be on mushrooms when you listen to this, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Your mind just switches off. It's just bullshit.
Could you be on like just some kind of pudding or something, or would you need more than that to enjoy this?
I have no idea, because as I said, it doesn't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're gonna log out.
Can you squeak in some local?
We're gonna play quickly. Play a song by Apollo Ghosts, and then it'll be time for Queer FM.
Yes.
So, goodbye, Terence McKenna and the Shaman. And here's Apollo Ghost. We'll be back in 2 weeks.